To part two. So the other thing that we both ended up going to was a female entrepreneurs meetup, and there was, quite a lot of cool companies there. I think like my favorite person there, before I hand it over to Jessica to ask her who hers was a community manager that was employed to do for Paramount Pictures. So she would be the moderator for various things like Spider-Man 1, 2, 3 and various shows. She's called Moderator Bob. What do you think about
Oh, that sounds cool. I didn't meet her yesterday.
No, she
But
was pretty cool and unassuming as well, which is pretty awesome.
yeah, I've met a few community managers. They're always really nice, happy people.
Yeah, well, I guess you gotta be a bit of a mom and a policeman at the same time. Anyway, who did you
Yeah.
meet?
So two of my favorites, I think, was Mona Gandhi from Apture, and they're now a VC-funded startup. And basically, if you're on a website, you can highlight a keyword or a name or a term, and more information about that will just automatically pop up in a bubble on the same screen, so you don't have to switch and go to another Google browser or Blecko browser to search for something. So they've now been picked up by Scientific American and other places, and they're hoping to get into the BBC. That's their next big target. So if anyone wants to help them get in there, look up Apture. Last one was Swayable, which is basically when you want your friends to help you decide this shirt or this shirt or this wine or this wine. Check out swayable.com. You can quickly get people's votes.
Oh, really? Okay.
You can put it to more productive use.
Yeah, I hope so. okay, on to what we got up to yesterday, apart from the panel sessions and the meetups. So afterwards, I actually ended up going into FreshBooks. They've got a little party stand in which they were giving away ice cream sandwiches. How awesome is that? Like, I had a Snickers cookie in between peanut butter ice cream.
Good cultural experience for Kate there. Welcome to America.
Yeah. And then we went to UKTI party.
Oh, yeah. We spent quite a while there. It was a nice UKTI gathering. Whereas normally we wouldn't try to seek out all the British people we know, it was really fun, friendly faces and nice to catch up with. Just kind of a collection of people that we've met in the last couple of years across the UK. I saw people I knew from different trade shows or conference speakers. And, it was really nice. I loved it.
Yeah, it was the only place around that didn't play country music in Texas, which sounds a bit cliched, but it really is like that.
Think I mentioned a lot of the people we met there in this shout out, but it was quite good just to catch up with variety.
Okay, so, and then we ended up, well, see, this is the power of Gwala, right? So I was checking what was going on whilst I was out having food, and I found that one of my friends was out with two other friends. In fact, Sue Black, if you're around, if you're listening, as well as Ewan Spence, and documentally, Christian was out at a cafe somewhere. So I went along, and it turns out to be the underground event. Which isn't mentioned in South by Southwest program at all. So it's called Frey Cafe, and basically 11 people. It's an open mic storytelling night, which is awesome. And yeah, yeah, what do you think about the stories?
Oh, I've got to give Kate credit. That was pretty much my favorite thing we've done so far for events. And the best takeaway I got there was at the very end, he wished us a year that was worthy of storytelling, or a year full of stories to tell. I just thought that's a good way of looking at things. Took some inspiration later.
Yeah, and funny enough, this is a really bizarre story. So as I was standing, watching this storytelling, a guy like stood next to me, and I looked down. He looked quite familiar. I looked down at this bag, and it had a little like Steve Krug, Don't Make Me Think. And if you're a UX guy, you know this is the book, right? And so I quickly like Googled him to see, to think, to see whether it was him, and it was. And I turned around and said to, "Oh my God, you're so cool. You're like my hero. Can I buy you a beer?" Yeah, and yeah, I didn't end up buying a beer in the end because he didn't want a beer, but it was so cool just to be able to say that I've met Eric Ries and Steve Krog in the space of like 2 days.
Kate's really good at collecting these photos. I was very excited for her.